Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3, testing, testing, 1, 2, 3. Okay, we're recording, we're live, welcome back. Thanks for tuning in. Episode 251. Happy belated Father's Day. Also kind of a big whatever there. I noticed that people kind of stopped posting hot pictures of their parents. There were a few years, I think like 2021, 2022, where it was like borderline like inappropriate and kind of gross, like the pictures people were posting on their little Instagram stories. It's not really a holiday I participate in because it's like, it can be a tough day for people. And I don't like to, you know, it feels like flaunting, like, yep, I've got parents. It's like, okay, well, that's really great. I don't think I don't. I just like some people don't. And it's like, whatever. I don't know. It's fine if you do. Fine if you don't. But I feel like I was anticipating a year or two ago, like, here come the hot pics of mom and dad again, you know, on Mother's Day and Father's Day, respectively. And I feel like, and I don't remember what, I think there was like some major, like, global catastrophe or something. Like, it was like the Ukraine war or like that explosion in Beirut. I mean, I think people are like, oh shit, I can't post like my big titted mother today. And they just didn't. And then it kind of just like stopped and things got a little more tasteful again. I don't know. Am I just like imagining things? Maybe. Anyways, well, speaking of fathers, Justin Timberlake just got a DWI in the Hamptons, which is getting a lot of press. I guess it makes sense that that would happen. Personally, I don't think it's that big of a deal. Also, in the Hamptons, I'm like, should just like drinking and driving be legal there? Like, kinda. Like, it should be like an autonomous zone. I mean, if you like, you know, crash your car or like kill someone, like, you should be arrested, but like, otherwise, it's like, it seems like it's really hard to, like, get around. Like, I don't know what the Uber situation is like. Probably fine. It might be fine. I'm just not that, like, aware. You know, he said he had one martini and then kind of rolled through a stop sign, which, like, isn't, again, it's not like he sideswiped a car. It's like he T-boned a cop. But then there are, of course, more reports saying that he was, like, completely wasted, finishing other people's drinks, and then got in the car. He was driving a BMW X7, which is like, whatever, it's nice. It's fine, it's like a family car. But again, he's a family man. And you know, I just want to say, like, he should be a lot more fucked up than he is. Like, he was the Mickey Mouse Club. He was like a little child star. And then NSYNC was insane. And he still held a career together after that. So, and I'm sure he was, like, molested. Like, come on. He had to have been. You know, I'm giving him some slack. I did post a picture on my Instagram stories. It is getting quite a lot of likes. I have to be honest. Quite a lot of likes. It's Justin Timberlake walking out of jail in handcuffs. And, like, a cop is kind of guiding him. And I said, walking into Clando, like, dot, dot, dot. And that felt good to make some humor out of a tragedy. I'm sure Justin would appreciate it. And I thought he was great in the movie Reptile. I was invited to the screening of that, and in a Q&A, Grant Singer said that Benicio del Toro was like, Justin Timberlake has to play this role. It cannot be anyone else. I was like, damn, if Benicio del Toro is saying that shit, like, oh my god. And people are like criticizing his performance. I don't really know how or why. I don't even remember any specific information. Maybe they honestly weren't, but like, people are kind of, they were skeptical. They're like, what's he doing in there? He looks bad. I mean, he didn't look great, but like, whatever. I mean, come on. He kind of doesn't have, like, the, he doesn't really have the bones, I'll just say that. So, like, some of us just age poorly. Well, people always say that, like, men age better than women. That all men just, like, look better with age. And it's like, so not true. Like, it is so not true. The ones that do age well are, like, you know, props to them, but, like, it's actually so not true. Yeah, everyone just kind of, you know, shows signs of aging. It's fine. There's, like, a side-by-side of his mugshot, and I'm like, who's that photographer that, like, photographs the people and, like, kind of, I think it was, like, early, like, ring light, before people owned ring lights for, like, their phone. It was, like, the ring light flash around the lens was, like, kind of, it was different, you know, probably early 2000s. Yeah, whatever. But he looks worse and old now. And, like, yeah, his eyes were a little bloodshot, but he didn't, like, look wasted. I mean, maybe he did. I'm just kind of, like, turning a blind eye. what else? Couple apartment updates. There's a new mourning dove on my fire escape. Started building a nest this morning with the help of a partner. She is about the same size as Diane and kind of looks like Diane. I might have to actually, like, cross-reference some pictures. I don't think she's back, but wait, could she be back? The nest looks so much better. But, like, so I noticed it when I woke up today around, like, 8 a.m., 9 probably. By noon, the nest was built, and then, like, I haven't seen either of them yet. Let me, like, hold on. I'm going to pause and just, like, look outside really quick. Okay, she's not there, but then I'm like, why would she be? Maybe, like, when I turned my air conditioner on, it was, like, so loud because it literally is so loud. Even though it's, like, new, it was, like, the cheapest one they had at Home Depot. Maybe she was like, fuck this shit. Like, I can't live like this. And she's gone. I don't know. I'll keep you posted. Was kind of something for me to do and talk about. Now that I have the new iPhone 15 Pro Max, I was getting some good pics. Sharing them on socials, etc. Two mixed reactions. A lot of people are like, what? Okay. And some are like, whoa, it's Diane too. I have not named her yet because it's a little too early. I don't even know if she lives here anymore. So, what? Oh, my couch was delivered. I think it was the day after me and Chloe recorded the pod. So, like, when you order something from West Elm online, you pay for, like, there's only one option for shipping. It's called White Glove Delivery Service. And it was $180. And I'm like, okay. Like, all right. I guess I'll just do that. Because I don't know if there was, like, a pickup option. I maybe could have actually fit it in my car. But, like, whatever. I also wasn't sure. Anyway, so, like, the guys, two guys get here and they put the box down. They're like, listen, I'm not trying to be a bitch. Couldn't quite understand what they were saying that well. But they're like, yeah, we don't want to. They basically just like, we don't want to set it up. Not like that we can't. They're like, we just don't want to set it up. I was like, okay, but like, I paid a lot of money for that. So, like, could you please do that? Like, it took them like 3 minutes. You basically just like put the back of the couch on the couch and then like screw on the legs. But then like, they also take all the cardboard of them. There's like a lot of it's big cardboard. I don't know. I'd have to like fold the cardboard and like put it. I'm like, I can't do. That's just like, I'm not equipped to deal with that. The sheer volume of cardboard that a couch comes with, it would just kill me. So, yeah, you know, they're like, oh, can you leave us a review? And I was like, absolutely. I gave them 5 stars, everything across the board. Tip them each $25. I feel like that's fine. Right? I mean, this is one of those like sound off in the comments. I'm like, I don't even know what to do. Because they were kind of being a bitch, but like, yeah, whatever, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. I was like, 40 each seems a little much. And 25, I'm like, okay, you know, maybe it's on the low end. I don't know. 20 is like the lowest you can do. 25 is fine. I think 25 is fine. Anyways, I'm enjoying the new couch. It's, it fits the room a lot better because it's not as, like, voluminous. Oh, my God. It's not as big. Because my old couch, it was a love seat. I guess this is probably technically a love seat too. Although I can feel like I would say three of me sitting side by side in this comfortably ish. And my old one was like two, like one and like three quarters of me could fit on it. Because like the armrests are so puffy, the back cushions are so puffy. It's just like you're kind of also it's sinking in the middle after 4 years of my fat, useless ass just sitting on it. Oh my God, sorry. Audacity just quit recording again. Like, why does it do that now? Should I just like update it? It seems like a weird app to update because it looks like it's from 1994, which I do like. Song of the couch. Yeah, it's just like it's easier to kind of, you don't get sucked into it, I'll say. And I appreciate that. I can like lounge on it more. Like I can lay down and more of me will fit in the couch, if that makes sense. The same footprint as my old couch, but there's more seating area. That's what I'm trying to say. Although I'm very conscious of like, am I sitting in the middle too much? Am I sitting on one side too much? Am I sitting on the other side too much? And I like want to even it out because like I noticed the pillows, like the cushions are not removable. So like you can't even think you can buy like new ones if they like start sagging or whatever. And I'm like, oh shit. Here we go. I will definitely be reporting back on that. But overall, I'm like pretty happy with it. Is it the most comfortable couch in the world? No. It's fine. It's totally fine. It does feel like a little economy. But that's just kind of what I deserve because I don't work that much. Anyways, yeah, I mean, if you're looking for a new couch for under $700, I mean, it's from West Elm. It's a name that I think we trust. Yeah, I think we trust West Elm. I don't think I've ever had anyone say anything bad about like a piece of furniture they've owned from West Elm. I think it's probably fine. Anyways, I kind of want to get some new throw pillows because my old ones don't really match it that well. I'm not sure what color to get. This is a dark olive green. It's called like a performance chenille, which just means it is kind of cheap. It's not ugly. It's fine. It's fine. And I was like, ooh, I'll just go to World Market in Industry City. And like, it's fucking closed permanently. When did the Industry City World Market close? Like, I was just over there, and actually I noticed, I'm like, I don't think it's here anymore, but I didn't even like look into it more. Because I went to like Saks off Fifth just to see if I could like buy like, I don't know, like a polo shirt or something. Didn't find anything. This shit, everything there fucking sucks. But yeah, now I'm like, where do I get throw pillows? Like, I guess I could try IKEA, but I own too much IKEA stuff. That's just psychotic. I guess pillows are kind of everywhere. Whatever. And I want a new coffee table, too. If you guys are in the New York area and you're getting rid of a coffee table, I want something that's like a little unique and special, that has some character to it. Open to a lot of things. You know, ideally I want like a rectangular one with like the corners cut off, so I guess it's technically an octagon, but it's not equal sides, you know what I mean? Because like the sharp edges of mine just seem a little like invasive and aggressive. I could do an oval would work. Yeah, let me know. Also, let me know if you want this old couch, please someone come take it. This demented twink keeps sliding into my DMs every time I like post about anything. He's like, oh, I have a promo code for West Elm. I'm like, oh, really? He's like, yeah, but you have to like fuck it out of me. And I'm like, what? It's like, so you don't have the promo code? He's like, no. And he's like, I'll take the couch, but you have to fuck me on it. And I'm like, I literally don't know you. And like, it's like a private account and we've never talked. I'm like, how would I even know? Anyways. Then I was just like thinking more about it. I'm like, why is it called a coffee table? I get why it would be called that, because like you drink your coffee on it, but like what else could it possibly be called now? It's because it's just so, it's coffee table, it's not tea table, it's certainly not matcha latte table, it's just coffee table. I'm like, I guess table. It's actually kind of not a table. It is, but it's like so short and so small. You don't sit at, like, I guess you do kind of sit at it with like a couch, but not like a is it even a table? It's a surface. Like if you know, like one of those like kitchen kind of island bar cart looking with like the chopping block, like you don't call that like kitchen table or like food. Guys, it's so hot outside. Like I just don't have the brain power anymore. I don't even know why I'm trying to do this. Like, why would I try to rename a coffee table? Like, who fucking cares? It works. The name works. Oh my god, that's fine. All right, moving along. Okay, so I do want to eventually talk about some like TV and movie stuff, and I did get some questions from you guys that I'll save to the very end, but I did want to try out a new segment I just kind of I've been working on for about 5 to 8 minutes I worked on today. It's called Questions I Have for Myself. Honestly, I was inspired by how bad you guys are at asking me questions. So I was like, what if I just wrote my own questions? Again, I'm not trying to be a bitch, but like, I'm never really like floored by a question. Again, sorry. 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 So I came up with some of my own. And there's a myriad. Is it myriad of topics or there's a myriad topics? I don't care. Again, hold on. Ranging from like the moon landing to like Adam Eli. Okay, I don't want to spoil too much. Okay, so let's just get right into it. Question number one, when we landed on the moon, how did we get back to Earth? Because, like, you know, getting up there seemed pretty hard. I do think we land on the moon. The moon landing video might be fake. Here's the thing. I'm not that well researched. So I'm going to Google, how did we get back to Earth from the moon? Because they have to, like, blast off. Or there's just, like, a space station floating around. And they had to, like, wait. I actually truly don't get this. Now we're going to look it up. Okay. The lunar module consists of two parts. The lower half, or descent stage, contained the landing engine and gear and was left behind to save weight and fuel. The upper half, or ascent stage, carried the astronauts to a rendezvous with the orbiting command and service modules, which took them back to Earth. I mean, did you guys understand that? I kind of didn't. They jettisoned Eagle before they performed the maneuvers that propelled Columbia out of the last of its 30 lunar orbits onto a trajectory back to Earth. Wait, did they, like, gain energy from orbiting the moon to, like... This is, like, very the, like, video game Kevin the Space Penguin that I'd play on my computer when I was, like, in high school. The Apollo Command Module and the Constellation Orbital Capsule are both designed to take astronauts from the moon back to Earth. You know, I think this is as close as we're going to get. Maybe it does make sense to some of you. I hope it does. Yeah, okay. Next question. Should dogs missing a leg be euthanized? I know, they're your family. They're your children now. But I was, like, walking down the street and I saw a dog. What kind of dog was this? It was, like, it might have been, like, a pit bull. What is a pit bull? It was, like, a bigger one. Oh, my God. Only the rapper comes up first. Pit bull dog. Yeah, it was a pit bull. And it was missing one of its front legs. And it was just, like, the way it was walking on the street, it was, like, everyone on the sidewalk was looking at it, and everyone across the street was looking at it, too. Like, it was just clearly in so much pain, like, couldn't really walk. And, like, the guy walking, it seemed, like, pretty put together and, like, didn't seem like... He wasn't, like, yelling at it or, like, hitting it, which, like, I don't know. It's more of, like, an upstate thing, but, like... It was just like, oh my God, like, I don't think this dog should be living like this or like be walking on a main street. Like, can you carry it? Like, I don't know. I'm sure it has to walk to, like, I mean, stay, once one of your fucking limbs goes and you're a dog, then you should, I don't know. Because I never really thought, I mean, we've seen those dogs, like, their hind legs are fucked up and they're in a little kind of wheelchair, and it's, like, always, like, a dachshund. Like, it's always a dachshund. Maybe they just have, like, fucked up legs. But, and, like, that's kind of cute, and it's, like, okay, like, that's fine. Fine enough. But, like, when a dog that's, like, super, like, muscular and is missing a front leg, like, can't even really walk, it's, like, I don't know. I don't know. You might have to, like, truly take it out back behind the barn. And, you know, put a bullet through its head. Like, I'm sorry. It just seems cruel. It seems so cruel. I guarantee if you polled all the people on the street with me looking at this, I would say, like, 70% would be like, the dog needs to be put down. It would be sad, of course, but, I mean, its life is sad. Like, I don't even fucking know. And it didn't really seem like an old dog either. So I'm like, how long are you gonna live like this? In Greenpoint? Man, I don't fucking know. Okay, next question. Why isn't there country music about winter? I'm now Sam Buck is gonna pop off in the Comingtons like he always does, but correct me if I'm wrong, it just doesn't ever, I can't think of like a country song that references like snow or like winter like at all. And like, it snows in Tennessee, right? Like, it does. Like, Nashville, is it Nashville, does it? I like already know it's true because I feel like I watched an episode of Very Cavalier and it was like snowing. Okay, but I'm gonna Google it anyways because that's the point. It's like, I'm just Googling stuff that I'm curious about. Does it snow in Nashville? Nashville typically sees its first snowfall in late December on any given year. Period. The average for snow event, blah, blah. Average yearly snowfall from 1991 to 2020 was 4.7 inches. So not a lot, but it do be snowing. I don't know. I mean, yeah, I just am like, it's always like, it's like, it's very like, it's like summer music all year round. Country music. West Virginia. Does it snow in West Virginia? That's like a, why Google West Village, West Virginia. You take the girl out of the city, but you came. Yes, West Virginia gets snow with an average snowfall of 68 inches. Okay, so West Virginia is getting snow. I kind of like, maybe West Virginia is, it's probably north of Tennessee then. It must be. Again, this is not a geography-based podcast. Okay. Next question. Is Wi-Fi worse when it rains? I mean, my Wi-Fi always sucks, but like when it's raining, I'm like, it like literally doesn't work. I have to like turn the hotspot on. So we're going to Google, is Wi-Fi worse when it rains? Weather conditions such as heavy rain, snow, or strong winds can cause signal interference, obstructing Wi-Fi signals and reducing their range and strength. Period, bitch. Yes, heavy rain can make Wi-Fi worse by disrupting radio wave pathways, which can reduce the signal strength and range. Knew it. I knew it. Fucking knew it. I know that's right. Okay, next question. Isn't it kind of weird when women drive Teslas? This is more of like a subjective question that only I can answer. Yes, it is weird when women drive Teslas. Like, electric cars, no. Teslas, yeah. Like, I just, like, saw a woman driving a Tesla, like a brand new Tesla Model 3, and I was like, is that yours? Like, it shouldn't be. Like, I don't know. It's, like, so just, like, impossibly generic and uncute. I'm like, I don't think a woman picked that out. I just don't. Next question. Was sobriety easier when you could smoke cigarettes inside? I was just thinking, like, you know, things that like trigger people that drink is like social situations that are like kind of loud, annoying, make you want to like turn to the bottle, social lubricant, etc. And I was like, well, if I could just like smoke a cig inside of like an art gallery opening, like I could maybe not drink like for a couple hours, you know, and have to like go to the sidewalk and it's a whole thing, and there's crazy people outside everywhere now. And oh my god, speaking of, I felt so bad. Like, after, so I had such a great afternoon and night with Chloe Coover. We got a sandwich at the deli after we recorded the pod, and my neighbor's friend, who, I mean, God bless her heart, she is in the depths of, like, I would say meth addiction. She came into the deli, it was just me and Chloe, and she was like, the only way I can describe it is like, if you've ever seen TT from Reno 911, who's played by Niecy Nash, I'm gonna just Google it. She just like came in like a bra and underwear covered in like dirt, weird socks on, and was just like screaming and like knocked over like a tower of La Croix, cans of seltzer exploding. It was just like, God, I'm like, this clip is called TT Spree. It's also so funny. This, I mean, the Reno 911 part. And I was like, God damn it. And I keep seeing her everywhere. I've always seen her everywhere. Sorry, I have to watch a 25-second ad so I can watch this 90-second clip. Oh my God. Anyways, I like looked over at Chloe at one point and she was just like standing in the corner, like Blair Witch style, just like trying not to make eye contact. I was like, oh my God, no. I will try to protect you from, we'll just call her TT. Okay, ad's almost over. Jesus Christ. Okay, here we go.
How about a disturbance?
She's disturbing customers.
TT? TT? What you doing? Hi, remember me? Remember me? You're doing some shopping? Wow. Oh, that's so nice. But let's go shopping outside because everything out there is... Damn it, TT!
Okay, so maybe not that similar because no one was laughing, but the cops were called. Okay, I think that's it for this question about smoking cigs inside. Okay, next question is, what has Adam Eli been up to with all that's been going on lately? If you know what I mean. Is he ceasefire? Is he free Palestine? We're about to log onto Instagram and find out. I obviously do not follow him because he is one of the worst people I could ever imagine. Okay. 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 He has a post from 3 weeks ago that says, is a screenshot of a tweet he did not write himself, says, you're allowed to say at any point, I can't support this. Even if you did, even if you were unsure, you can at any point say, this has gone too far. And while the best time to say that was earlier, the second best time is now. What a profound statement. Yeah. Lots of ceasefire now. I mean, whatever. I actually really don't care. But it would be really funny if he was like... like I really wanted to log on to Adam Eli's Instagram and have it just be a video of him saying this.
My resolution, airstrike. Bomb them, keep bombing them, bomb them again and again. And I don't care how long it takes.
But we didn't quite get that. Okay, next and final question of my new segment, Questions I Have for Myself. am I allowed to just bring a regular umbrella to the beach? Here's why. I was kind of tidying up my room and I noticed that I own a golf umbrella randomly, which I would never, you know, use on the street because they're too big and I hate when people do that shit. I have like the tiniest umbrella imaginable from Muji. He's throwing the tote bag, you know, it's fine. Anyways, I was thinking like, you know, I don't want to buy like a fucking like beach umbrella. Also putting them in, you know, you think you do a good job and then it fucking blows away and it's going to fucking kill someone. And I don't want that on my conscience. But I was thinking like, maybe I'll just bring a golf umbrella to the beach and just kind of pop it open from time to time, hold it in my hand, not try to stick it on the ground, but just like hold on to it. Like put it down, open it up, put it away, kind of, you know, do that. I'm just thinking like, if you went to the beach with a friend and they had a golf umbrella, you'd probably be like, fuck, that was really smart. We'd also be like, you look kind of dumb. I'm not sure I care anymore. I think I'm bringing a golf umbrella to the beach next time. And that is on fucking period, bitch. Okay, that wraps up my new segment called Questions I Have for Myself. We're going to get into some TV, movie stuff. And then I'll get to your questions eventually. Okay, so the other night I rewatched my favorite movie of all time, Wet Hot American Summer, because it had been like a couple years and I was just overdue. And I will say it's still got it. I know almost every line. It's nonstop laughter. Also, I forget that it was made in 2001 before 9/11. Like, that's kind of crazy. It's almost, shit, it's almost 25 years old. I just think it just, you're just supposed to laugh. And it just, it's just funny. Like, you don't really see movies like that anymore. The cast is insane. The cast is insane. I'm going to Google because okay, Michael Showalter, Paul Rudd, Amy Poehler, Elizabeth Banks, Ken Marino, Bradley Cooper, Jean Garofalo, Nina Hellman, David Hyde Pierce, Michael Ian Black, Christopher Maloney, Molly Shannon, Zach Orth, who is so good in it, and like kind of don't really know who he is, Joe Latrulio, Josh Charles, yeah, Josh Charles in that shit too, Kyle Gallner, wait, I've been hearing his name lately. But he was like probably a child in it. It's just an A+ movie for me. So when I like logged on to like look up some facts about it, when I saw it had a 38% Rotten Tomatoes, I almost threw my damn computer out the window. Cause like, how is that even possible? 38. I'm like, I remember like watching Year of the Dog, this movie that what's his fucking name, Mike White made, has a 70% now. It used to literally be like in the 20s, I think, maybe after like what's that little vacation show, Bling Empire, Hotel Bling, what is it called? What is that fucking show called? White Lotus. I think maybe after White Lotus, people got more interested in his oeuvre. And maybe they reappraised Year of the Dog. But I remember when I saw it in like 2008, it had like a 20%. And it's like so good. Molly Shannon, it was like the first kind of like semi-serious role that I've seen her in at the time. And I was like, whoa, she's amazing. I mean, I always thought that, but I like thought it even more, which I wasn't sure was possible. Yeah, if you've never seen Wet Hot American Summer, I mean, that would be crazy if you haven't, but holy shit, just like the perfect 90-minute movie, and Christopher Maloney is so fucking hot, and it's like insane. He plays like a demented Vietnam War veteran, like kind of like a lunch lady. Anyways, yeah. Next up. Oh my god, I'm not even sure I'm ready to talk about this. The most recent episode of The Secret of Skinwalker Ranch, which if you're new here, is a show that I love and think it's so criminally underrated. I don't know why it's not like front page news like every episode, because they're discovering the craziest shit. Actually, you know what? Like, Mr. Jacques Peterson, if you're listening and you want some like things to write about for the Daily Mail, watch the latest episode of Skinwalker Ranch, because like they have there's this area on the ranch, so it's like in the northeast corner of Utah. There's like it's like the Ute tribe. There's like so much, like it's like the most there's the most like paranormal kind of unexplained activity there, I think, anywhere in America. So, and for years and years and years, it's just, there's so much shit. I'm not getting into it. I have so many episodes about it, probably from like last year, I'd say. Anyways, they do these LIDAR tests, which is like a form of radar, but it's not supposed to like go underground at all. And so like three things happen. They do a few different tests over like a couple days. One, before they do the LIDAR, they shoot these like laser beams in the air, and they do like long exposure photography, and then like the pictures, they like look at them like later, and there's just like a rectangle in the sky that's like blocking out only the green laser beams. And so laser beams like stop at this like rectangle that's 2,000 feet in the sky and then start back up like right above it. And they're like, no one has like any, all these like scientists there are just like, this does not happen. This makes absolutely no sense. They're just like, we don't even know how to explain this. Like, either laser beam stops or it doesn't. It, even if it passes through something, it like you just don't, it doesn't completely stop. It's fucking wild. So, then the blue beams like start kind of splitting off at the end into like these little like orb sort of things, like still in the, in like a, in still in a beam, but like it just stops at 2,000 feet. All these beams, they're like, well, why would that be? No one has any answers. I mean, they still don't trigger, not spoiler, spoiler alert. They're still getting closer to the truth. So they review the LIDAR, data, and it is so, I mean, it's like hair raising. They basically like, it's not supposed to read anything underground, and they get all these readings from 200 feet underground. That's in the shape of a donut. Like it's like a ring. And the guy's like, I've really never seen anything like this. It doesn't read anything underground. It's not supposed to. I don't know why the data points are being sent there, why it's a circle. It's like the most bizarre thing he's ever seen. And they review the LIDAR from like the ground level up, and it's like all these like striations in like the like it forms like a cone around them, basically. Striations going like vertically and horizontally, which is also a thing this guy's never seen, and it stops at 2,000 feet. So there's like some, they think it's like a traversable wormhole they've discovered, basically. And the guys with the equipment, they're like, this is basically we've never in recorded history with this technology, we've never had anything close to this ever. This is like kind of like a groundbreaking thing we have here. And we need to just kind of like either like repeat it again and again and again, or like sit with it and like really review it, because like it's just so shocking to them. They're like, we don't even know what to make of this because it's truly so profound. So we have like this thing that's 2,000 feet in the air stopping like lasers, and it's like literally like a cone that goes down to like the ground, and then like underneath the ground 200 feet below, there's like a, there's data points that are it's like a ring on like 200 feet below the earth. So yeah, I mean, it barely makes sense to me, but when you look at like quantum theory and shit like that, that like whatever scientists you've heard of, like, I don't know, did Einstein do this or some shit? It's like literally that. So it's like, it's, which they've never found on Earth, to my knowledge, or to their knowledge either. It's so crazy. It's truly so crazy. I don't even know what to make of it. Yeah, that's kind of all I can say. I mean, listen, I know that History Channel has some very sensational shows that I do not fuck with. The like Ancient Alien show, I do not watch. I've seen a bunch of episodes and it's so dumb. You know, I mean, there's some interesting things, but they like don't dive into any of them at all. They'll be like, oh, here's a hieroglyph from like ancient Egypt and it kind of looks like a plane. Maybe they had planes. I'm like, maybe they did see flying objects, but I'm like, this is still kind of just like a small piece of like information. It could also, who knows, like it's really not conclusive in any way. However, the data that they're getting on Skinwalker Ranch, I think it's season 5 episode 7, is absolutely buck wild. And like it's been a week and it's still been blowing my mind. I'm like, they fucking found like a traverse. There's like shit coming in and out of the earth. It's like orbs of light. Also, they think they found a dead dire wolf, which has been extinct for like 10,000 years in this like trench, like with water. I don't know, it's like a ravine or something. It's like smaller, it's like a creek, I guess. And they like send the jaw to like this like veterinarian or like scientist or some shit. He's like, this jaw on this like decaying animal that just recently died is like, this was the second to last episode. They're like, its jawbone, how big its jawbone is, hasn't been seen in, it's like not, it's so much bigger than a real wolf or like a regular wolf that we would know, that like it just has to be something else. And so I think they're gonna get some DNA testing back. So is there a portal from a different dimension and like another time that's like opening in Utah? I don't know. One thing I do know that won't be coming through that wormhole is dinosaurs. Okay. Oh my god. I'm getting worked up. I'm gonna smoke a cigarette, actually. I'll be right back. back. Okay, I wanted to touch on the Drag Race episode, the most recent one, the roast episode. Didn't have high hopes for it, but like truly so fucking funny. I was like crying laughing. From people I did not expect. Like Georges in like boy drag. The way she like walked out on the stage, like leaning back at like a 45 degree angle, and she's like so tiny. I don't know if she actually realized how absurd it would look, but on camera it looked so fucking wild, and it was just so funny. And like her jokes were pretty good. I mean, I would say that Gottmik and, oh my god, there's a mosquito. No, it's a gnat. Okay. Oh my god, I killed it in my hand. Gottmik bombed, Vanjie bombed. Vanjie would just be like, you know, she thinks her personality can like get away with a lot of stuff, and most of the time it does, but she would just be like, she'd like pause and be like, Gottmik looks like Jeffrey Dahmer out of drag. It's like, that's like, that's like barely a sentence. Put some fucking effort into it. Anyways, Plastique randomly tore it crazy. I never thought I would say those words. She was like, maybe her and Angeria were the funniest, and they were in the top two. Like Plastique, like having this like cigarette too. It's like, I mean, the whole like dressing up like Sailor Moon thing was kind of, I think, unnecessary, but also like fine. I don't really care. And like Angeria's jokes were, I mean, like, okay, for example, like one of her jokes is like, she refers to like Michelle Visage as RuPaul's like service animal, which like literally isn't funny, and it's like kind of just random. But then she's like, don't bite me, bitch. Just the way she says shit is funny. Some people are just funny. And then when they lip sync at the end, is it like, oh god, it's like a fucking classic 90s like club song that I love. And the song kind of ends, and there's this like thud at the end of the song, and like Injury does like the slowest death drop, then like thuds on the stage at the same time as a thud at the end of the song, and like that was fucking hysterical. Like she just capped it. And she did win, which I thought was very well deserved. Who else was funny, though? I think Chanel did a great job entering the show. I love her energy. Jokes were, you know, like a B. I feel like I'm missing someone. Who else? Oh, I guess I'm forgetting Roxy. I think she was okay. I don't really remember. Yeah. Congrats, Angeria. Next up. Okay, so I watched the movie. I saw the TV Glow, which I don't want to say too much about because it's like barely, I don't even know if it's really out on streaming, but I did watch it on my like bootleg illegal streaming website. I was like along for the ride for most of it. I think it's actually it's like a solid, I would give it like an 82 out of 100. I liked the vibe for the most part. I think it's very sensitive and detail oriented. However, I did kind of like, I mean, I got all the metaphors of what the movie was going to be about like almost immediately. And I kind of thought it'd be a little more complex and it just wasn't. And I'm like, oh, so it's just about being a closeted transsexual. Like, I thought there'd be like more like scary stuff kind of. I don't know why. But I did like a lot of the, I think like on a different day I might have like hated it, but like I just loved it mostly. It was fine. There were some interesting choices. Maybe it was just a, like 10 to 20 minutes too long. I think it was like just over 2 hours. But for like I was kind of just saying, the premise is kind of not as deep as I thought. I thought I would just like, there'd be a little couple more layers of, I mean, the metaphors are really cheap and obvious to me. Like all the lighting is like pink or blue. And then there's like the trans flag. That's like this parachute and the gym. And it's like, okay, like we get it. Like we actually get it. But I don't know. There are also like cameos from Fred Durst, which I didn't realize on the end credits. Like he's like in like like 5 seconds of the movie. And then like the Pete and Pete kids, who are like grown ass adults now, obviously, are like made a cameo. Connor O'Malley's in it, which is kind of a bit of a welcome comedic relief. He's like cute, right? Like he's cute in like a Best Buy employee way. He's kind of loud and annoying, though. I don't know. It's fine. I like Connor O'Malley. Yeah, I think that about wraps up my TV movie segment. I guess I'll get to your questions. Kind of don't want to, though, because they're not very good. Question one. What products or items do you recommend buying for summer 2024? Sorry, you just have taste. Okay, thank you. I recommend the iPhone 15 Pro Max, the entry-level West Elm couch. Actually, I'm looking for a suggestion because, like, only I have, like, a dry heel. Like, my right heel is dry and my left one's, like, fine. Like I said, my right heel is very dry.
It's very dry. It's almost kind of like your vagina.
Also, just like thinking back to like Laganja's just like roast episode where that clip came from. Imagine just being like an audience member because they have like a fake audience, or like one of the judges, and just like seeing that live in person. You'd be and like not knowing who she was. I would have like literally exploded. Okay, next question. Please review Mariah's discography and rank albums. No, that's like so much work. Are you actually insane? Like it's like a podcast spinoff. Next question. Any new thoughts on aliens? Okay, I'm curious about the traversable wormholes, how they create them, or even if they do create them. Maybe they're already there. Maybe they're just a part of life. I don't know. Yeah, there's so much to think about. There's like so many strange things that are connected in weird ways, and I'm just like trying to get to the bottom of it. Maybe by episode 500 we'll have the truth. It's knock on wood. Next question. What are your summer predictions? I only wrote down cake raffle and playing pickup sticks. I don't have any. It's going to be so hot. I mean, I predict, like, maybe I'll just, like, actually be one of those people that wears or, like, use, like, a parasol, like, an umbrella when it's, like, sunny out. Like, honestly, I might actually need to buy, like, one of those little fans. Like, the hand, like, the click, clack, you know, like, a fan. I've always needed one and just never had one. And it's, like, I think it's time. I think it's actually time. Next question. Did you find a new Wordle word to replace pious? No, I have not. I just use my intuition every day and kind of shoot from the hip. I don't think I'll ever have another word again. I think that ship has sailed. Yeah, it's, I'm free now. I can just kind of, I dick around. Cause I mean, then it's just like, I already won in that way. So yeah. Next question. If you were a ghost haunting a house, what would you do to scare people? Like jack off in front of them? Like, I like literally don't know. I'd move stuff around. I'd actually change the channel to stuff so I could watch TV. Like, oh, you want to watch The Bachelor? Well, guess what, sweetie? Because now we're watching The Secret of Skinwalker Ranch Season 5, Episode 7. Question, next one. What life form would you prefer to be? Not necessarily an animal. Could be a germ or plant. Or would you choose to remain human? Okay, I guess we're talking about like a reincarnation kind of situation. I think I'd like to be a house cat, somewhere really nice. I don't want to be a dog. I don't want to like go outside and like walk and shit. It's like, and like, I mean, going outside would be nice, but like being an outdoor cat would suck. I think depending on where you are. But I could just look out the window and be fine and eat, you know, gossip or, you know, eavesdrop, whatever. Couple more questions and we're done. Then we're out of here. Are you team top sheet or no top sheet? I kind of like don't know. Okay, so my bedding situation is I have like a very thin duvet and a duvet cover and a quilt on top of that. But I don't have a top sheet. But I think that if I just had the quilt, I think I would have a top sheet. Yeah, I'm pro top sheet. I think that like most of my life I wasn't because I'm like, that's the point. But it's like, actually, you should probably have a top sheet. Because like after washing my quilt, we all know what happened there. It's kind of an all day experience. Hurt my back. Oh, I hurt my back. I mean, the top sheet wouldn't have done much because like you can't see the undercarriage of it. It's on the bed, but yeah, I think go for the top sheet. It's just a little nicer. And my last question here is, if you could join one private club for free, what would it be? My answer is obviously the Wing. I know it doesn't exist anymore, but if it ever comes back, which I'm really holding out for, I want to go to the Wing. I want to see Adam Eli at the Wing too. Like, hey girl. We'll both like take our shirts off and like pose for pics. Wow. Okay. Guys, thank you so much for tuning in. Episode 251. It's done. Should I play a song to make this episode look longer when you get the notification? Maybe I will. Should I stream Brat? Just kidding. I'm having a Brat summer. No, I'm not. God. Oh, I like this song. This is the song Faded by Soul Decision. All right. Love y'all so much. Good night. Be back soon. Talk to you later. Stream brat.
Thanks again. Bye.